Welcome to the beginning of the super terrific happy hour.
Super terrific
happy hour.
Happy hour.
A bunch of us are talking about happy hour.
Yes, welcome to episode 80 of Super Terrific Happy Hour. My name is Matt Neal. I'm the movie reviewer here at the Warrnambool Standard. I'm joined by fellow pop culture enthusiast and award-winning journalist, Johnny Peck.
For the last time.
This is the last one.
It is.
It's very sad.
Are we going to do the sentimental stuff at the start or the end?
Are we doing sentimental stuff?
I'm a pretty sentimental guy.
Yeah. Well, you did do your farewell speech yesterday. Work, even though you've got like 3 days left to go.
Yeah. That wasn't by my choice.
But yeah. No, but that was good.
Thank you.
Bit of sentimentality.
Yeah.
You did mention that your favorite bit of working here was the podcast, so I was happy.
Yeah,
about
and
that.
People laughed, but really? Is that any surprise? Like,
no. We get to
compared to, interviewing farmers and going to car crashes and
you went to the sale yesterday.
Yeah. Sitting in court or waiting for a politician to phone you back,
Yeah, sitting in this empty room for an hour and crapping on about Star Wars or The Simpsons or just anything is...
What could be better?
Yeah, it has been good.
Yeah, I do like creating content and entertaining content especially, so...
Yeah.
It's been fun. And 80 episodes, it's probably more than I expected.
Well, it's more than The British Office.
It's more than many.
Fawlty Towers. No, it's been good. Is there any... We'll get on to what we're going to do shortly, but is there anything that we didn't get to that you wanted to?
Not really. We've known that it's going to wrap up for a while, so we've kind of ticked all the boxes we wanted to.
We did have the same conversation the other day that I think we've had a couple of times about emo. What is emo music? And
I
kind of regretted the fact that we didn't do that podcast.
It would have been fun to do like a punk rock emo kind of different, not as the same topic, but... Just some discussions around that, but
because that's something we haven't really touched on that we're both interested in, we never got to.
Maybe another day. Maybe in another.
Well, there's always there's every possibility you'll come back to the Standard,
but they will not let us do this again.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Who knows what the future holds?
I'm surprised they let us do it in the first place. So you never know.
It's true. It is a bit of a win that we got to cut this far.
Yes.
I'd
like to thank Steve Kelly for being the most laid-back editor ever for letting us... Yeah, sure, go off and talk crap for 45 minutes. And put it
Well, he did want us to limit it to 17 minutes.
Yeah, I think,
it didn't last very long.
No.
But, if I do end up back in Warrnambool, who says we can't do it in our own free time if we are passionate enough about it?
My future kids may have something to say about that, but yes.
They can feature.
Sure.
That might generate some of our topics. Anyway, today, last episode, we're going to have some fun. It's episode 80, and we've got about 20 questions.
I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea what's going on here.
This is a who would win episode. Taking inspiration from No Right Answer, which was a web series that I watched for a few years before it finished. It's pretty much taking two random characters from pop culture, whether they're real life people, actors, musicians, or characters in... entertainment, and just having them compete at something pretty random, really.
Can I just say that on one of my old radio shows I used to do, we used to have a segment called Versus each week, and it was we accumulated votes through MySpace at the time, actually.
Wow.
Or people either called in or texted us or hit us up on MySpace.
That must have gone off.
We didn't ever got a lot of hits, but one of my favorite verses was... It was Jonathan Brown versus a cow. And I think... Who would win the fight? And okay. I think the cow won on votes, yeah.
Well, but anyway. If a cow really put its mind to it, I think it'd be pretty tough to take out.
I mean, Jonathan Brown would take a lot of punishment, but...
True. He's pretty tough. Anyway, so... Super Terrific Happy Hour co-founder Sean McComish, who's no longer with The Standard or Fairfax.
You're nearly going to say he's not with us.
He is alive.
Yes.
I've asked him to contribute a few ideas for this, and you can probably guess which ones are his as we go.
Okay.
Some of them kind of inappropriate, but we'll get to that. So let's kick it off. Mr. Miyagi of Karate Kid fame versus Master Yoda in a debate team contest. Who would win?
In a debate team?
Yes.
Both very wise.
Both have fairly strong accents or whatever.
Miss Miyagi's got Yoda down on syntax. Mm. He would,
yes,
he deliver things in probably a clearer way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Miss Miyagi on this one.
Okay. See, I think Yoda would win because brevity. You know, when someone just gets their point across in a few words and makes a really powerful statement.
And they're like, do or do not, there is no try. Yeah. Like, just really short, sharp sentences.
And people go, oh, why? It's like, he's so mysterious. And he could also, wave his hand and maybe use a little force influence.
Mm, that's a good point. And Mr. Miyagi sort of, they both taught using interesting kind of lessons, but Mr. Miyagi was a very visual kind of teacher.
Mm.
You know, wax on, wax off,
yeah.
Paint the fence. Oh, I'm secretly learning karate.
I don't know. If that might get lost on an adjudicator. In a debate,
yeah. What are they debating? Do we know?
No, it doesn't matter. Irrelevant.
Because I'd be interested to see what sides they would, fall on. Because that might have an impact on it.
Mm. All right. Let's move on.
Okay.
Carpentry. Jesus versus 20 beavers.
Jesus versus 20 beavers at carpentry.
Yes.
Is this one of Sean's ones?
Yes.
Yes.
Well done.
1 point.
Tick.
I think Jesus wins because, beavers aren't renowned for their carpentry.
No.
They mostly just build dams, which is just kind of sticking a bunch of sticks together. And that's about my level of carpentry.
Mm.
Whereas Jesus was a carpenter.
Yes. I guess it does depend what's being built. If it's building a dam. Do you think 20 beavers would build a dam better?
Yeah, I'd reckon.
Mm, okay.
It's kind of like innate knowledge. It's not anything you learn from your old man.
Yeah.
Or carpentry school.
Did
Jesus go to carpentry school?
Well, it was a time of family trade.
Yeah, okay.
So it's passed down.
So it did an apprenticeship with the old man. Yeah. Kind of yeah.
Journeyman, master, carpentry.
Yep.
Yeah. He's got the supernatural thing on his side though, so we'll give the tick to JC. Next one, Leighton Hewitt versus Pete Sampras. So 2000s legend, tennis legend, Leighton versus 90s tennis legend, Pete Sampras. Who could stay awake longer?
Who could stay awake longer?
Yeah.
Is this another Sean one?
No, this is mine.
This is your one. Yeah. Leighton Hewitt's younger, so I think it's easier to
Let's
stay
Let's go awake. Pete Sampras in his prime.
Oh, okay, right. So this is
It's an era versus era.
Yeah. I was going to say Leighton Hewitt.
Mm.
He seems like more of a wild
dude. Yeah, he seems more like Red Bull kind of guy.
Yeah, he's intense. But he seems like he's lived wilder than Pete Sampras ever did. And that involves staying up for long periods of time when you live wild.
If it's just hey, today your job is to stay awake, I think Leighton would have him beat. But if Pete Sampras had time to prepare, I think he could beat anyone at anything.
Yeah, I guess the focus kind of comes into it. He's the kind of dude who set his mind to anything and he just would probably accomplish it.
Love Pete Sampras. But yeah, I think Leighton's probably a good pick.
Yeah.
Who could sell more charity chocolates at work? Silly Willy Wonka, Pablo Escobar, or Clive Palmer?
Who could sell more chocolates at work?
Yeah.
Willy Wonka, Pablo Escobar, or Clive Palmer?
Sean's specified Silly Willy Wonka, so I'm sure that means Gene Wilder because we know how he feels about Tim Burton.
Yeah, true.
It's got to be Wonka.
Is it?
I guess if let's talk real world. Pablo Escobar, was he a salesman or was he just the mastermind behind the drug trade?
I guess technically he sold a lot of cocaine, but. he wasn't there on the street level selling.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
And Clive Palmer, what's his sales record?
I don't really know. He's just
a businessman.
Yeah.
Should we go with Wonka?
Yeah, I guess he's got the personality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he could say no he'll to give you Wonka. And because he's probably selling his material.
Maybe he's fundraising for his school or something.
Oompa Loompas. Disadvantaged Oompa Loompas.
He's raising money for an Oompa Loompa charity.
Yeah.
For injured Oompa Loompas injured in his factory.
Injured in OH&S. He's raising money for a lawsuit. For the tour,
That puts him down a peg. No one's going to buy a chocolate from him. He's like, why? You're rich. You've got your own chocolate empire. Yeah, why are we funding you this? I think he's helping out his local community in some way.
Okay.
And yeah, I guess Willy Wonka wins. Because the other two are like, seem slightly, allegedly disreputable.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I mean, if Escobar's going around with a gun to your head, he'd probably win.
How reputable is someone whose people die every time they tour his factory? Well, if they don't die, they're very badly injured.
Yeah, I mean, he's got issues, but, you know, on the face value, he seems like just a lovable eccentric, doesn't he?
Sure, that's right. Okay, Iron Man versus Kylo Ren at building sandcastles.
Oh, Iron Man.
Because
Tony Stark.
No, but he's wearing the Iron Man suit. Is that a disadvantage?
Oh, that's a total disadvantage.
Yeah.
I don't think Iron Man suit is built for, like, super dexterous things. In which
that's
case, and Kylo Ren could just use the Force then. But I thought if we're just going down to like Tony Stark, with you know, being a genius,
he'd know like low bearing walls. And
yeah,
stuff.
He'd have keystones and stuff. You know, with archers, he'd put archers in stuff.
My thought with Kylo Ren is that he has temper, and he could get frustrated and just like smash it. So there's that temper versus Iron Man's clunkiness.
Yeah, I think Iron Man's lack of dexterity might work against him, because Kylo Ren theoretically could just sit there and just use the Force and manipulate it all, and bam, he's done.
Okay.
He doesn't need a small amount of time too, so he hasn't got time to get angry.
So would Iron Man's, any of his lasers perhaps help him out there? Like, could he laser cut a
sand castle? Not unless he's going to turn the sand to glass.
Yeah.
Build a glass castle out of it,
yeah,
I don't know.
True. Okay. Jack Sparrow versus Michelangelo the Turtle.
Oh yeah.
At babysitting.
Oh, who would I rather have
as a babysit? As a future father, who would you rather have babysit?
My impending child.
So you have a charismatic pirate.
Who's
versus,
possibly a drunkard.
Yes, versus a charismatic mutant ninja turtle eats lots of pizza.
And he's seen as kind of the wild one of the bunch.
He is.
Ooh.
It's a tough one.
I would probably go with Michelangelo.
The kid would probably be freaked out.
At first.
Possibly, but they might also think it's really cool.
Yeah. And I think he probably has a greater sense of honor.
Yeah.
Which, you know...
True, yeah.
Sparrow could just like take the money and run.
But he's got a heart of gold, doesn't he?
Yeah, but...
You don't really see him interact with children, is the thing.
Yeah, but what happens in the meantime before he finds that heart of gold? Because he's one of those characters where you have to kind of...
He redeems himself.
It's like last minute, yeah. It's like Han Solo coming back for the Death Star kind of thing.
It's like Homer Simpson.
What's happened in the meantime? How many pilots have died while Han Solo's been off letting his conscience finally dig through to his heart of gold?
Okay. So, that was Jack Sparrow and Michelangelo the Turtle.
Yeah.
So, Jack Black...
Is that a Sean one?
No, that was mine.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Yeah.
Jack Black versus Michelangelo, the artist, at making pizza.
Oh, Jack Black.
Why?
Did they have pizza when Michelangelo was around? I know it's an Italian thing, but, you know, how far back does pizza go? I mean, it's kind of just bread and
tomato
cheese.
Let's just imagine that you've brought Michelangelo to the present.
And he would be utterly confounded and confused by... A, what pizza is, potentially, and B, the present day methods of cooking said pizza.
So
I think
going
it's
with
an
Jack
unfair
Black.
Advantage to Jack Black.
He does look like someone that likes pizza too.
I reckon he would make a damn fine pizza just on the side. I think that challenge needs to be two historical figures from today, and then
okay, let's change it on the fly.
So like Abraham Lincoln versus Michelangelo.
Yeah.
The artist who makes who's going to make a better pizza.
It's got to be the artist.
Well, it's going to be the Italian, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
just theoretically assume that that's in his DNA somewhere. Even if pizza hadn't been invented yet,
he probably invented pizza.
Probably.
Did he invent stuff, or was that just Da Vinci?
I don't know, but I think he was a polymath. So you know,
there's a bit of artistry involved in food design. Okay. Kevin Spacey versus Lex Luthor. Alright.
So Kevin Spacey played Lex Luthor.
Yes.
Yes.
So Kevin Spacey, the actor, versus Lex Luthor in a triathlon of squash, Wii tennis, and beer pong.
Is this a Sean one?
No, this is mine.
Oh, man, you are killing it. You've just finally let your freak flag fly.
You gotta get random.
So... Okay, so what version of Lex Luthor are we talking here? I mean, is it the new hairy Jesse Eisenberg one, or is it like
Let's go Kevin.
Classic comics.
Yeah,
kind
I think
of thing.
It's classic.
Or is it Gene Hackman?
It's like Kevin Spacey, Lex Luthor versus Kevin Spacey.
Right. So technically they're physically equals then.
Mm. They are.
Okay.
So they're not the same person. You have to aren't think they? About
isn't one just pretending to be the other one?
Yeah. But that person, they tricky. Have different childhoods, they have different hobbies. Kevin Spacey,
okay.
Probably, I don't know, did he go to college? Maybe he's played beer pong. Maybe Lex Luthor has had his share of frat parties. I don't know.
Yeah, well, and the so what was it? Wii tennis. Beer pong and squash.
And yeah. Squash is... I feel like squash is a rich man's sport. That's why I picked it.
Yeah. More racquetball, I think.
Okay.
Is the that's kind of the rich man version, because squash is actually really difficult, but racquetball you can kind of just pick up and
yeah
smash.
I thought it was like the rich person's like difficult sport.
Okay, like, yeah, I thought it was polo.
That's just like a rich man's fancy sport, like
lacrosse
to show off his wealth.
Okay, yeah. Like look at me, I've got a horse.
Yeah,
because that's the epitome of wealth.
I've got time to teach myself how to ride a horse and hit balls around the field.
Yeah cool. I guess theoretically, Lex Luthor is probably theoretically stronger than
Kevin Spacey. Is it just strength?
Wii tennis
definitely isn't strength.
No.
I think Lex Spacey would have the edge in Wii tennis because he's probably got children.
And maybe in the beer pong as well, actually. Yeah, no, if it's, like if he's going to win two out of the three events, yeah, okay, I'll get
Kevin
Spacey.
Spacey.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, good point, well argued.
Thanks. Who could paint
silly point well argued.
Who could paint a barn quicker, Jackson Pollock or a 10-year-old with ADD?
Is this a Sean one?
You shouldn't even have to ask.
Is it because it mentions a kid with ADD?
Yeah.
And Sean's kind of secretly got ADD.
I don't even know. This is kind of dumb. Could a 10-year-old even paint a barn?
This one's dumb? singling out this one as dumb? Could a 10-year-old paint a barn?
Quicker than Jackson Pollock?
Hmm.
If you said Jackson Pollock, paint this barn, he's not going to paint a mural. He's just going to paint it. I think you have to give it to him.
I guess.
The kid with ADD is going to wander off and paint.
Yeah, thing. After paint, like 3 minutes.
Paint the just, cows or something.
Just go back to his video game. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably Jackson Pollock.
Alright.
I do like the thought process that's gone into thinking this one up though.
Yeah. It's very Sean.
It is. He's not even gonna listen to this.
He might.
He's never listened to a single pod, even after he left and we said, "Oh Sean, you should listen to this pod." He still doesn't.
Alright, well we'll try.
Because he's got ADD and he can't sit there long enough to listen to a pod.
We'll try to get him to do this one.
Okay.
Tony Hawk versus Dave Grohl. Who's the fastest typist? More words per minute.
Oh, I'm going to say Tony Hawk, just on a gut feeling. I think Dave Grohl's a real pen and paper kind of dude.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, writing lyrics.
Yeah.
And you don't type letters out fast. You have to be carefully thinking about those.
I think Tony Hawk's probably more in the social media sort of realm, better than Grohl.
True, yeah.
I'm gonna go with Tony Hawk. And the other thing too, like I've actually seen Dave Grohl's handwriting of notes, like in lyrics and stuff. And you can see it a lot in the what was the doco series they did, where they went to all the places.
Yeah,
and record, yeah, that
I
one.
I don't know what it's called, but I know which one.
Sonic Highways. Yeah. There's lots of his handwriting and stuff in there, and you can see he's a very handwriting kind of dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll give that to.
Because us quick typers, we have. Really shitty handwriting.
Yeah. We'll give that one to the Birdman.
Yep.
Okay. Who would make a better chiropractor? An octopus who has quit his corporate finance job and has anger management issues.
This is a Sean one, isn't it?
Or a velociraptor.
Is there any qualifiers on the velociraptor?
No, just a velociraptor.
So a velociraptor or an octopus who has quit his corporate sector job
and has anger management issues.
Right.
I think the octopus wins because it's got the 8 tentacle.
And there's an indication that it's sentient in some manner.
Yeah, well,
like,
it's got experience in the corporate world.
Yeah, whereas so a velociraptor is potentially just a velociraptor who would just tear you to shreds. So, octopus.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
But thanks for the phrasing of that one, Sean.
I wanted some qualifiers on the velociraptor. Like, maybe that he was like had worked with children.
Mm,
no. So we had some idea that of the velociraptor's capabilities in the real world.
His likelihood to just straight up murder you. Mm. Yeah. No.
Less hacking and slashing potential.
It'd have to be a big octopus to be able to fix you back, though.
There are big octopuses. Mm,
there are. Yeah. Or are they squid? The big ones.
I'm pretty sure there's big octopuses as well.
Octopi?
I think that's a misnomer.
Okay. We don't need to get into it.
No, I want to go into this because it's our last pod. Apparently, the thing about whether it's an octopi or octopuses depends on the root of the word, whether it comes from Greek or Latin.
Mm.
And that's how you figure it out, apparently. Right.
Well, if we don't know if it's Greek or Latin, then we failed.
Well, apparently platypuses is correct. It shouldn't be platypus. Latin.
Okay. Babe the pig versus Nemo of Finding Nemo, the clownfish. So two talking animals.
Mm-hmm.
Which is going to win at coaching a water polo team?
Oh, well, you've got to go with the fish, don't you?
That's going to be your first thought. But Babe has a little bit of coaching experience.
Does it?
Well, what was the climax of that movie?
It rounded up some sheep.
Yeah, but wasn't he talking to the sheep? Telling them what to do?
Just asking them nicely. Yeah. Getting the pen.
Yeah. He's coaching them.
Is he? Or is he just asking, hey, can you do this thing for me one time?
That's what coaches do.
Is that coaching? Oh, man, I should have gone into coaching.
Can you score a goal?
Hmm.
Well, and Babe's got the interaction with humans as well.
You picked this one. You came up with this one and you know the answer already.
Well, no, I'm just saying it's fair. Because Nemo wouldn't have any idea what a polo is. Whereas Babe at least sees people. He understands probably the concept of sports.
Babe's a secret water polo enthusiast. I guess Nemo's...
We can give it to Nemo.
Aquatic advantage is probably really quite minimal because it probably doesn't transfer to people's abilities in water. So,
All right. He'll just be like, swim underwater the whole time. And I'll be like, we can't do that. We're humans.
Yeah, and actually, Nemo, most of the game is played above water. Aside from the secret kicking and pinching and scratching, and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, Babe wins.
Cool. I'm glad we came to the correct answer. There was a right answer for that one.
Yeah, okay, good. I'm glad I passed.
Yeah. So who plans a better bucks party or stag party, bachelor party for the American listeners?
We have American listeners?
Yeah, we have American listeners.
Okay.
We're international. Stan Lee and LeBron James.
Oh, LeBron, probably.
Hmm.
He's going to throw a better stag. Well, okay.
Who would you want to throw yours?
I want to throw my bucks party?
Just think carefully. Because if Stan Lee's throwing it, maybe he invites a few friends. Maybe Kevin Smith drops by.
Or maybe LeBron, who's just like made of money.
Yeah.
And probably has cool friends as well.
And Stan Lee's not made of money.
Yeah, but he's 90.
He doesn't have...
Okay, no, the thing about this, take the names out of it. Who do you want throwing your bucks by? The 90-year-old dude or the early 30s athletic rich guy?
Yeah. But Stan Lee's probably going to be able to invite Robert Downey Jr., and you know Robert Downey Jr. is going to party.
Yeah, I don't think he parties like he used to party, though.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah, for him, yeah.
But, do you want the Avengers at your Bucks party or not?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, though.
Okay. But do you think if that's not going to happen, then why is LeBron going to... I guess take away the invitations. LeBron's going to throw a good party no matter
what. Yeah. Like, I kind of imagine LeBron's house is maybe cooler than Stanley's house. And I just go, hey, LeBron... Throw me a party. Can we just have it at your joint? And be like, yeah, cool, man. We'll just do that.
But you also get to hang out with them. So who would you, just think as a fan and a reporter, who would you rather spend 8 hours with?
If I was just going to hang out with I had a choice of those, I'd choose Stan Lee.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the question. It was who do you want to throw your bucks party? And I'm going to go to LeBron. Yeah. And even if it's just hey, LeBron, we're going to go to Vegas. Can you organize some shit for that?
Yeah.
He'd be like, yeah, I've got a jet. Let's go. Cool, man. Let's do it. Whereas Stan Lee be like, oh, Vegas, I'm just going to have a nap. in the middle of it. And
what about nine? Like, let's go to the era thing. 1970s Stan Lee.
Yeah.
Or 1960s, whatever his glory.
Did he have glory days?
Where was his glory years?
He was like this
nerd.
Yeah, a nerdy Jewish writer guy that was like running a comic book company when comics weren't cool.
Mm.
And so he didn't even know any of the Avengers, the cast of the Avengers then.
So his glory years are really 2000 to now.
He's more famous now than he's ever been. Yeah. This is the...
It's Kevin Smith, I think, was the first person to put him in a movie for Mallrats.
Probably. Sure. That was his first cameo kind of thing. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's probably right.
Yeah, I think he was on the poster in some places.
Might have
because he was probably the biggest name to be involved. At the time.
Ben Affleck
was like...
Wait, was Liv Tyler in that one?
I think so, yeah. But
I don't think she was much anyone at that
stage. I think Affleck still had like his original teeth in that movie.
Wow.
I think. Apparently this is a thing, people get their teeth done when they become famous.
Yeah, you get to a certain level of fame and you get your teeth done. Yeah.
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 And Jason Lee, I think that was his first film as well.
Yeah, it was. He was still a skateboard pro at that stage.
And that Dinner for Six was really interesting, where he's talking about he would give out his custom shoes at the auditions to try and get on the good side of the casting crew. That's cool.
If that was a different, if I was, could hang out, if one of those was like, who would you rather go to dinner with?
Yeah, sure.
I'd go to dinner with Stan Lee.
Okay.
But Bucks Party, it's LeBron.
All right, let's move on.
Okay.
Okay. Who could find MH370 first? Indiana Jones, Tintin, or Predator? This is a three.
Is this your one?
No.
This is a Sean one?
This is a Sean one. So this is a trio.
Okay. So this is that missing plane from like 2 years ago or 3 years ago, what it was. Indiana Jones, Tintin, or Predator?
See, I haven't seen Predator. Does he have like searching... He's got infrared or something.
He's got infrared, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't think that's going
to
help.
No. You can't see Predator chartering a plane to...
Predator's got his own plane.
Oh, really?
He's got some sort of spaceship thing.
I thought he was like a wild beast.
Yeah. Oh, no. He's sapient. Like,
he's intelligent.
Yeah.
Okay. So does that give him an edge?
He's got a tech edge in this one, definitely.
Mm.
He can turn invisible too, but again, I don't think that'll help.
No.
No,
definitely not.
Look, in terms of investigative powers, it's Tintin.
Mm.
Also, he has experience in finding things underwater.
Yes, he does. Red Rackham's treasure.
Yes.
See, I don't think Indy's ever been underwater, unless there's a young Indiana Jones that I missed.
No, I think in some of the books, maybe.
A lot of his...
He went to Atlantis.
Yes, I have played that game.
Yeah.
That was involved a German U-boat.
I just found my copy of that game the other day.
Oh, cool. On
disc? On CD, yeah.
Oh, it's on CD.
Yeah.
That means you've got the voiced version.
Yeah.
You should play that.
I'm going to play that. I just need to see... I now have a laptop that doesn't have a CD drive.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Great writing. I haven't played it for...
Yeah, so Indy, he seems to get most of his his scouting from tips and from tip-offs and...
Yeah, and ancient texts, which isn't going to help him.
It's not going to help with MH370. So
no.
Are we giving it to Tintin
or
Predator?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Tintin.
Okay, go Tintin. Yeah.
It sounds like a Tintin book, too.
It does, actually.
Tintin and the Search for MH370.
Wasn't there a Tintin book about a missing plane as well?
Might be.
There was, yeah. It was. It had an alien subplot.
Okay.
Except it wasn't underwater. It was in a mountain or something.
Hmm.
Okay. So, Cosmo Kramer from Seinfeld versus Kanye West.
This is going to be one of yours.
Yeah. Who would last longer on Survivor? The reality TV show.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm.
Because they're both kind of... They're socially
both,
inept.
Yeah, they're both odd.
And, like, Kanye hasn't lived in the real world for probably 15 years.
Yeah. He's not going to be much of a threat on Survivor.
No. But Cosmo is probably dangerous to other participants.
Yeah.
Kind of in peril, but, you know...
I think Kramer lasts longer, though, just because... I feel like Kanye is one of those people that gets voted off in the first week. Like, you get a good week worth of quotes out of them, and then they're just gone because they're, yeah. they're useless and annoying.
And, yeah, and make enemies really quickly
yeah.
and easily.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You could definitely see him feuding with everyone.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Whereas Kramer's probably, like, you know, he's kind of affable for the first couple of weeks until he becomes annoying and you realize what a danger he is.
He's also an ideas man. So, to begin with, like, he's always coming up with inventions and stuff. Yeah. So, to begin with, people might go, oh, he's got some good ideas. And then, eventually, it's like... None of them, he doesn't follow through on anything.
No.
But let's give it to Cosmo.
Yep.
Kent Brockman of The Simpsons versus Larry King. So two TV journalist anchormen. Who could sell more encyclopedia door to door?
Well, Larry King. He's a voice and a face you can trust, I think.
And what's Kent Brockman?
A really terrible journalist. And quite prone to, you know, just flip-flopping, abusing people, I don't know, getting what he wants. Yeah, Larry King.
It would be strange to see Larry King at your door, though. It would be a little...
It'd be even stranger to see a Simpsons character at your door, I would have thought, but...
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay. Yeah. All right. That was easy.
Yeah.
This one, I don't even know...
This is what a short
one. I don't even know what it means.
Okay.
Who could rebuild the Tasmanian economy? Better, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The glorious Kim Jong-un.
Yep.
Some stuffed foxes at Mona. A false report about a tiger sighting. Tasmanian tiger,
I assume. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm guessing this is topical. Because it doesn't make that much sense to me.
What's going to rebuild the Tasmanian economy? Is it the Tasmanian economy in trouble?
I didn't realize. I mean, they had some bushfires.
Yeah, I know that happened because we got all the smoke from it.
Yeah.
I thought Tasmania was doing right. They, you know, ticks over the tourism dollar. Yeah. They got Cadbury.
What's the stuffed foxes at Mona? Is that a thing?
I've been to Mona once, but I don't know if that was there. But I assume it's some sort of exhibit at Mona.
Okay. I'm going to go with a false report about a tiger sighting because I don't see Kim Jong doing anything.
Yeah, no, I don't either. If he's going to turn it into some sort of... I mean... Even if it did turn into a version of North Korea.
There's no tourism there.
That's not doing good things for a place.
The only person visiting that country is Dennis Rodman.
Pretty much, yeah. And people reporting for Vice. But, you know. Okay. No, I think, a false report of a Tasmanian tiger would actually genuinely do good things. Well, not maybe a false one.
Is that something that happened recently? Someone said that they saw them in Victoria.
Yeah, that was a dude in Gippsland, I think.
Yeah, okay. Okay, next one. Johnny Knoxville versus John Cena. Who would be a better phys ed teacher?
Oh, John Cena.
Why?
Because he's actually fit and sporty.
And who were what were your phys ed teachers like?
Fit and sporty.
Okay. Okay.
Well, because, I mean, phys ed was
Johnny
all about...
Johnny Knoxville's fit?
He's a danger to society and a menace to himself.
You haven't seen Jackass, so I don't feel like...
I've seen two of the Jackass movies...
You have?
Yeah, I had to review them,
I thought you said you didn't...
I don't willingly watch it because I feel like I'm encouraging it, but I have seen them. I reviewed 3.0 or whatever it was, and I reviewed the 3D one and the one before that, I think.
Okay, I thought you just hadn't seen them. Did you find them funny?
I did laugh occasionally, yeah.
Occasionally, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting, yeah. Goes John Cena.
And what's the grandpa one?
Bad Grandpa.
That was strangely funny in a lot of places, but yeah.
Okay. Isn't there another movie coming out called...
Dirty Grandpa. Yeah, that's why I got confused for a second.
Who's in that one?
De Niro.
Yeah.
And Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Mm. I had the option to go and see it yesterday. I went and saw Suffragette instead.
Oh, De Niro. Okay. We're getting towards the end.
Okay. I feel like I should throw a couple back at you.
Well, you can come up with your own on the fly as we go if you want. Super Mario of Nintendo fame versus Rocky Balboa, the Italian Stallion.
Mm-hmm.
So two iconic Italians, Italian Americans.
Okay.
Who would be a better wedding photographer? You thought I was going to say like...
Oh, I thought we were going way down stereotype lane
making
there.
Meatballs or something.
Yeah, yeah. That's the pizza. Better wedding photographer.
They'd both be awful. Let's put that out there first.
Yeah, I don't know. Rocky's got like this kind of charm to him in the most recent films, like especially in Creed, and in what's it, Rocky Balboa, that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he runs a business. He is kind of successful in his own little way. You know, I think he's got
a little bit of an eye for art as well.
Like, does he?
Well, he became a bit of a snappy dresser in Rocky 2 and 3.
Oh, okay.
Not Rocky 3, you know.
Righto.
When he made money, he got new money and went out and bought a leather jacket and one of those fedoras that he kept rocking for the rest of the
series. I think he's just got a good heart and stuff. He'd probably, a lot of wedding photography is just people wrangling, basically.
Putting people at ease, making them happy. And
yeah.
Whereas Mario...
And if you take enough photos, you're bound to get a couple of good ones. So that's, which is my philosophy, okay, when I go out and
so jobs. How would Mario do with it?
I don't really know.
Mm.
It just, that is a really...
He's a plumber.
Mm.
That's...
We don't see him plumb a lot, though, do we?
No, we see him
how effective he is at plumbing.
True. He can save people. He can save princesses.
True.
He's been doing that for a long time.
Is that helpful in a wedding photography scenario?
It's not.
No. I mean, if there's some turtles that need jumping on, or you need someone to score you some magic mushrooms, maybe. But otherwise, I don't really think
we got to give this to Rocky.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mario. I just wanted to get a video game character.
Yeah, no, that's cool. So. I can appreciate that. Maybe it would have been better to square off a couple of video game characters or something.
Mm.
I'll keep that in mind when I quickly come up with some.
Monty Burns versus Scrooge McDuck.
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to give you a better job reference?
Ooh.
Think hard. Both notorious penny pinchers and wealthy...
Notorious Scrooges.
Industrialists, yes.
Yes.
Scrooges, yes.
Monty
Burns is kind of the... like, the Simpsons version of Scrooge McDuck. Like,
yes. It's been a long time since I've actually watched anything that has Scrooge McDuck in it, and I'm thinking if you got Monty Burns on a good day, it'd be a passable reference.
Well, Scrooge is related to Donald and Huey, Dewey and Louie.
And he
was never quite the villain. He was kind of the reluctant
hero. He wasn't evil, in the
Christmas Carol. They had a Christmas Carol version where he was the Scrooge, but he wasn't the bad guy. He was actually the protagonist of DuckTales, the video game. So there's that.
Hmm. Well, if he's not quite such a bad guy, then I guess he'd probably do okay.
Yeah,
I think he'd probably give you a better job reference.
Cool. I got two left on my list.
Okay.
Milk chugging contest.
Yes. Yeah.
We got Bono of U2.
Yeah.
Versus Bruce Wayne. So two people we probably can't really picture trying to down a liter of milk, but
I'm gonna say Bruce Wayne.
Because?
Because that man is dedicated to whatever he sets his mind to, he will accomplish it. Nothing gets in his way. Goes to crazy lengths to do things.
What if it's for charity? I feel like Bono would step up if it's for the poor kids.
Well, anything, starving like his kids. His Irish chugging heritage will quite come into play.
It's to make poverty history.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne's still got him leaked, I think.
All right, sorry, Bono.
Where do you stand on that one?
Yeah, probably. You got to go with Batman.
Yeah. Batman versus anywhere. Batman wins.
Yeah.
We don't even know what they're doing yet. Doesn't matter. Batman wins.
Yeah. Okay, here's my last one.
Okay.
So we've got the Guardians of the Galaxy versus the Star Trek Enterprise, the remake.
Oh, yeah. So like Chris Pine,
Zachary Quinto, Simon Pegg,
Zoe Saldana.
Yep. So she's on both sides. She's in Guardians as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah, it's a wrinkle there.
At renovating a house. And I'm thinking like The Block style.
Yeah, okay.
So it's another reality TV one.
That's really good.
Mm.
Hmm. Well, the crew of the Enterprise would be efficient, you think?
They would be. They would have everything planned out.
Yeah. And, I mean, the Enterprise is actually... Well, I mean, I'm going to sound like a Trekkie nerd here. I've never even watched the shows, but... like the Enterprise is a big ship. I mean, it's got a lot of people on it.
Mm.
Are we just talking about like
we're just talking the about core the, crew? The, yeah, the core.
Okay,
like Scotty, you know, the Russian guy.
Yeah, what's his name?
I don't know.
Yeah. Chekhov.
Chekhov.
Yes. Sure. Well, there's more of the Enterprise people, but I guess the Galaxy crew, Guardians of the Galaxy, have got like strength on their side because they've got Drax and Groot. Groot,
yes. And, you know, versatility. They got Raccoon.
Mm.
He might be able to like climb up into the roof and, you know, lay down some.
But. I'm going to go with the crew of the Enterprise because I think, well, I just thought for a second, wait, who would I rather renovate my house? And it's the
ones that aren't going to burn it down.
Yeah,
because the ones get angry at each other.
Yeah, yeah, the ones that aren't a raccoon in a tree, basically.
But Groot might be able to grow you some really cool, like, you know.
Well, it's kind of, he's cannibalizing something if he's building it out of wood, isn't he?
I don't know.
How does he feel about that? Groot might have some issues with that.
But he can chop off a bit of it himself. He can afford to do that, can't he?
Grows back, I guess. Yeah,
definitely grows back.
Well, he did survive as like a little twig at the end, kind of. Yeah. No, I'm going with the crew of the Enterprise.
But is the crew of the Enterprise going to have the artistic side of this whole process?
Oh, I don't care about that.
You don't?
No, I want
function. You want it to look like an office?
As long as it's got walls and lighting and heating and stuff, like, you know, just the basics. I'm not a...
Sure.
Like...
Knocking down walls, the Guardians are going to win.
Oh, yeah, but... look, if you wanted something demolished, sure, but... Yeah. Maybe you get the Guardians in first to do the, like, the...
These two team, yeah.
And then you get the Enterprise crew in to sort of clean up the mess.
They'd do a really good job
as
overall team, but no.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's my list. What have you got?
Okay, I've been trying to think at the same time as talk, and it doesn't work, but... mini golf.
Mm-hmm.
Between.
I did think about mini golf.
Trent Reznor and Jack White.
Ooh, okay. So we've got Nine Inch Nails versus White Stripes.
Yeah.
I feel like.
I try to pick two really unsporty musicians. Yeah. And something that's kind of an unsporty sport.
I don't know much about Trent Reznor, so you might have to tell me a bit about his personality, but I feel like Jack White is weird enough that he would have spent a lot of time playing mini golf.
Mm, potentially. There's that, yeah, that quirky side of it. Yeah,
and like
Reznor's very, very serious.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got a sense of humor.
Serious people like to unwind with sometimes odd habits or hobbies, I should say.
True. Yeah.
And Jack White, did he grow up kind of in the middle of nowhere, like
a smallish
town?
I would say Detroit.
Okay. Yeah.
I might be wrong about that.
Detroit's a
Trent Reznor's from Pennsylvania. He was like backwards kind of.
Right. So, Detroit's a blue collar town. Mini golf, bowling, you know. That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah, okay. Like a little putt-putt thing next to the bowlerama.
Yeah. I'm going to give it to Jack White.
Okay, cool.
Is he a better guitarist than Reznor, generally?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, so to master the guitar, you have to have patience, and that's the main thing in mini golf. Mm. I think it's mostly about patience, because when I play, I get impatient after missing what I think should go in, and I just start whacking the ball around, and then before you know it, your score is up to like 10, and your whole game is ruined.
You just take a 10 and you move on to the next
one.
I would say the main thing in mini golf is actually physics.
Yeah, understanding geometry and angles is pretty big, but...
But, yep.
Yeah.
All right, no, Jack White, that's a good answer. What about Link from the Zelda games?
Yes.
Versus Snake from Metal Gear games. And they are... Who can make the most pancakes in an hour?
Ooh, damn. That's a good one. So we've got an elf, essentially, and a tactical espionage spy.
Yes.
And they're making pancakes.
For an hour.
For an hour.
To try to make the most.
So I got to go with my man Snake.
Yeah, I knew you were going to go. As soon as I said that, I just...
Because Link is essentially a child. I'm not sure how much cooking he has under his belt.
Yeah, whereas Snake has probably had to cook for himself in...
Yeah, and he's been
in strange situations.
Yeah, he's been in the war. He's, you know, eaten random foods.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, especially in the... Like, he lived in Alaska at some point.
Okay.
You know, he was training husky dogs to do the mushing thing that they do.
The mushing.
What's it called?
Slay?
Slay dogs or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I feel like he's spending a bit of time by himself. He probably had to cook for himself. And you wake up in the morning, you want something a little different than the toast or the cereal. You want to, you know, start the day off with a bit of fun. Pancakes.
Yeah. Well, it's just like flour and milk or something, isn't it? Like...
And eggs.
And eggs. Is that what it is? See, I don't even know.
One egg, one cup of flour, one cup of sugar.
So you know how to make pancakes.
Yeah, I know how to make pancakes. Yeah,
I don't even know. I buy the thing that you shake up.
Oh, no, you've got to make your own.
Mm.
It's like used to be a Saturday tradition in my home.
Yeah.
With me and Hannah.
Yeah. There you go.
Good times.
Do you want another one?
Yeah, one more. Let's hit me
one last one. Okay.
Make it count.
All right. Han Solo.
Okay.
Versus Indiana Jones.
Oh, man. At...
Cricket.
You can't have one versus one in cricket.
Yeah, you can play one-on-one cricket.
So, with backyard cricket.
Yeah, backyard cricket, yeah. Given that the sport's
completely
foreign to both of them, really.
Well, I feel like Indy is going to have less problems getting his head around the concept of sports, because I don't recall any sports apart from pod racing in the Star Wars universe.
In the expanded universe, there was like some vague sports that were thrown in there as like, ooh, look, came up with a weird sport that involves hover something.
Like Quidditch. You
know? Yeah, basically. Yeah, like we had a Quidditch of Star Wars.
Yeah. And I'm sure Indy would have, you know, he grew up in Colorado or wherever. He would have thrown the old pigskin around. He would have...
Maybe a bit of baseball.
Yeah, baseball's the closest sport to cricket, really.
Pretty much, yep.
If you understand baseball, it's only a few... steps away from learning how cricket works, so... Yeah.
I think Indiana Jones spent a bit of time in England, too.
Ah!
Potentially.
Young Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nerd knowledge coming into play. Yes. Yeah.
Yep, definitely Indy.
But just in terms of, like, sporting physicality...
Mm.
You know, same age, who, you know, in their prime.
I still think Indy.
Indy's
I can't imagine Han doing it. Like, I think he would have spent all his time flying or driving cars and ships and shuttles and motorbikes.
Whereas Indy's on a horse, he's hiking, he's swimming, he's doing athletic things.
He's dodging things,
yeah.
You know.
Whereas Han's just kind of shooting things. He's sitting in a seat, basically.
Yeah. I think the bowling, Indy would... have that as well.
Yeah. I think Indy's probably got him licked now, I think about it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
The answer to the question you've all been wondering.
Yeah. This was the most pointless pod that we've done. But that's good. That's a good way to end.
It is.
Yep.
Is there anything else you want to say?
No, this has been fun and hopefully we get to do this again sometime.
Yeah. I'd like to thank everyone that's listened over the 80 weeks we've been doing this.
Yes.
Yes, especially anyone that's given us feedback. If you haven't done that before, but you've been a loyal listener, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to tell you thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening.
And
tell us what your favorites have been.
Yeah.
If you've enjoyed any of our pods, like, just let us know. Now's your last chance, really. So,
yep.
Did you have a favorite one that we did?
Let's do a bit of a recap.
Yeah.
I really did enjoy getting a chance to talk video games with Adam B. Metal and Nathan Pye when they came in. That was fun.
It was good when we did get experts to do stuff. The one where we sat down with Richard Pritchard.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Talking about stuff was really good.
Mad Max.
I'm just going to totally lay this out there because it's already pretty much out there. But when we spoke to Richard Pritchard, who worked on...
Mad Max.
Yeah, but he was also involved in the Justice League movie that George Miller was going to do.
Yes.
And during that pod, he handed me the comic that the Justice League movie was going to be based on. Now, I've actually started reading the script for this because it's out there on the internet and it's legit, apparently. But it was based on, I think it's called the OMAC saga.
Okay.
So that was the one thing, that was something that got left out of that pod, but... You know, that was there. I wanted to say that.
Because it's out there already.
Yeah, it's out there now.
But you knew before everyone else.
Well, whatever. But it's out there. Yeah. I wanted to say that.
But
it was good talking to having those people in to do that. And the pod where we got a heap of staff members in, I think it was the 50th, was it? when we played the game where you had to describe a movie
that you'd never seen.
Never seen. That was really good fun.
Yeah. Also, going to the movies with you and doing spoiler casts for Avengers, Age of Ultron, and Star Wars with Gareth. That was really cool.
That was really good.
And any other topics? The internet, good or bad? I think that was fun.
I think that was. And I still stand by the fact that the internet generally as overall is bad. And I'm only seeing more things to confirm that every day of the week. But
the comedy championship belt was good too.
That was good.
Much better than the music.
The first half of the music one was good.
Oh, thanks.
But you let the side down there. It's the only time.
Even the first half, it wasn't as good as the comedy belt.
No, it wasn't. That we was stretching good. There. But it was fun.
That was a good idea.
I like researching stuff. So, yeah. If anyone was interested, probably not, but the most listened to pod we did was the Triple J Hottest 100 one where we talked about the Taylor Swift controversy.
Predictions. And
made predictions and stuff. And that one, I guess, was really topical. That was a really big issue at the time.
It was about 53 weeks ago.
Yeah. So that was a good one. Any of the ones we did with Sean were kind of, like in the early days, we were still finding our feet, but they were just interesting because Sean is an interesting man.
Yeah, and having him come back and doing the cinema etiquette one, I thought that one was quite interesting as well. So I'm glad we've had a chance to get a lot of things out of our systems in terms of, you know, nerd stuff that is fun to talk about.
Yeah.
I'll definitely miss that. And I guess it doesn't have to end there. We can still hit everyone up on Facebook and Twitters, which, speaking of, you can catch Matt at Dr. Matt Neal. On Twitter, I'm at Jono himself. For the last time, have a super terrific week and an awesome life. God bless everyone.